Lindsay Bloom from Stand for Salmon is a second-generation fisherman living in Juneau. She's also studied sustainable development and fish habitat. She says Ballot Measure 1 is a badly needed update to the state's current regulations.
Under the current law, the Commissioner of Fish and Game is directed to issue a fish habitat permit as long as the project proponent can provide for the proper protection of fish and game. That's the term that's used, the proper protection of fish and game. The current law doesn't have a definition of what proper protection means, and so I see that as being a very politically driven process, and it doesn't provide certainty or accountability in the system.
Jaylene Kukesh is General Counsel, Vice President, and Corporate Secretary for Sea Alaska Corporation, based in Juneau, and is co-chair for Stand for Alaska. She says the initiative was developed without input from important stakeholders, and she's concerned the proposed regulations would increase costs and cause significant delays for all kinds of development.
Like mines, oil and gas projects, timber projects. So yes, those large projects will be delayed and impacted. But worse than that are community projects, infrastructure projects in our rural communities will be impacted. And our rural communities and our small communities in Alaska can't afford those delays and extra costs.
One of the key points in the initiative is the assumption that all streams, unless they've been proven otherwise, are salmon streams, or at least anadromous fish streams. Bloom says that used to be the practice until the state created the current system. Now, she says, the Department of Fish and Game doesn't have power to issue permits unless the Sport Fish Division has identified a stream as anadromous. But there are many streams in Alaska that have never been surveyed.
The department estimates that right now, in 2018, maybe 50% of our water bodies that have salmon in them are in the catalog. The catalog is the trigger for this Title 16 fish habitat permit. So if a water body isn't in the catalog, it doesn't matter if it has fish in it or not, you don't have to get a permit.
Kukesh says that presumption is a huge concern because it will automatically trigger a permit requirement.
And this doesn't just apply to developers and large companies. This applies to any landowner. I'm concerned as a citizen who owns property in a rainforest where there's lots of water running through my property. And I'm also concerned as part of management of Alaska Native Corporation, and our Alaska Native Corporations in Alaska own 44 million acres of private property, and our economic development projects and initiatives will be impacted by this.
Another point in the initiative that Kukesh says is problematic is the requirement that any mitigation happen on the stream that has been affected. So if a project disrupts a salmon stream, the developer must repair or make amends to that stream when the project is complete. Bloom says it's possible streams can be diverted but still maintained, for example. And she says science shows mitigation at another site doesn't protect salmon in the long run. So yes or no, Alaska voters have a big decision on November 6th. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.